Carlene Carter belongs to one of the great popular music families in America. Her grandmother, Mother Mabel Carter, was a member of the original Carter family that toured the country, spreading the sound of Appalachian ballads and gospel. Her mother, June Carter Cash, kept the family tradition going. But rock was more to Carlene's beat when she started performing on her own. Her first solo album featured British rockers Graham Parker and Nick Lowe, to whom she was married for several years. Lowe produced her 1980 album, Musical Shapes. Her new album, I Fell in Love, is strongly influenced by her country roots. Here's the title track. Say that you thought your records were too rock for country and too country for rock. Do you still feel that way?
No, not anymore. I think country radio has really come around a lot and that it's opened wide up for people like me. Actually, there used to be a time when, you know, females with energy were considered rock no matter what kind of music they were playing. It was all, you know, like in the early 80s, late 70s when I first started. It seemed like country music back then was more M.O.R., kind of slick strings and pop. And I really, you know, felt much more real, rootsy kind of music back then. But I haven't really changed that much since like 1980 to 1990. It just seems that things have turned around a lot.
I Fell in Love is your first album, and I think it's 5 years.
Yeah.
Why did you take a hiatus from recording?
Well, I didn't really know what I wanted to do, to be honest. I was a little bit disillusioned with myself in that I couldn't seem to fit in anywhere. I mean, there's no way, as hard as I, you know, tried to conform, I never could conform to anything. I just always, like, tried to be true to myself. And because of that, I didn't get any airplay. So after making 5 albums that didn't do anything, I knew that the next album I made, I needed to make sure it was something that was gonna be successful or you know, get some attention. And because you can only get away with that for so long, you know, making records that don't sell and making records that a few good friends think are fine. But so I took some time and I just concentrated on my songwriting. I moved back to America. I got my personal life a lot more together in that, you know, I had a home and I stopped running around so much. And, you know, I used to travel a whole lot. I'd be like in L.A. and then I'd be in Nashville and then I'd be in London. And I didn't really, wasn't real settled any place. And I think you kind of have to be settled to focus in on your music.
During your break from recording, didn't you spend some time singing with your family?
Yeah, I did. When I moved back to Nashville 4 years ago, I kind of wormed my way into the Carter family. So I spent 2 years working with them on the road with the Johnny Cash Show. And it was really fun. It was like there wasn't a pressure on me to be an artist, so to speak. And I was able to be a part of something that was really beautiful and really rewarding to me to sing that kind of music.
Did you relate to the music differently then than you did when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Well, when I was a kid, it was just like something my mom did. You know, it was my mom's job. And, you know, I was so used to it. My grandmother, my mom, my aunts, everybody in my family was in country music. And I kind of took it for granted. It took actually moving to England and Dave Edmunds saying to me, "Hey, do you know George Jones?" for me to like sort of go, "Hey, maybe country's kind of cool." You know, I was like a normal teenager and I listened to rock music all the time. You know, I listened to Top 40 radio and went to all the sock hops in Hendersonville High. And, you know, I was dancing to the rock and roll stuff. So my first band was a rock and roll band when I was 12 with my cousin. And we were playing things like Sunshine of Your Love. So I wasn't really grounded in country music like a lot of people think. And it took me coming back to America and working with them to learn about where I really did come from, and actually to start appreciating it.
Did you sing with the Carter family when you were a child?
Yeah, not by their choice, really. They used to, like, be on stage, and my mom would sit me and my sister Rosie on the side of the stage and say, "Now, you stay here, and Mom will be off stage in a minute." Next thing she knows, she'd turn around, and I'd be standing there right next to her dancing on the stage. And then they started letting me sing a song. I think I was about four. They started letting me do that old song, "Charlie Brown, He's a Clown." You know, that one,
"Fee-fi-fo-fum,
I smell smoke." Yeah. So even then, you know, I wasn't, like, conforming to the traditional country music.
So what was it like to be a child on the road traveling with the family?
I was car sick a lot.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, that's, like, one of my most vivid memories is being car sick. But I don't know. It's, in a way, it's, like, conditioned me to be able to go on tour for long periods of time and it not bother me. I can fall asleep anywhere. That's one of the things. You know, I can sleep in a car, I can sleep in a bus, I can sleep in a train, I can sleep in a plane. But and most everybody gets real uncomfortable, but I don't have a problem with it. And I know that came from it. Being a kid is, like, I missed, you know, I wanted to be normal like everyone else. And I remember, like, kind of resenting not being able to play softball and because I had to go on the road when I was on weekends because Mama wanted me to be with her. And, you know, I'd always want to be with Mama, but also I kind of wanted to be a normal kid and have this mom and dad that made dinner and set dinner every night. And but, you know, that was normal to me then, so it didn't seem that weird.
You have a song on the new album called "Me and the Wildwood Rose" about you and your sister singing with your grandmother and the family.
Yeah,
tell us a little bit about the song.
Well, it's really about being there and seeing it all happen. When my producer's name is Howie Epstein, and he has really encouraged me in broadening my writing into, you know, and trying to stop me from writing all these songs about relationships, which seemed to have been the real focal point for me for a lot of years. He suggested that I write about when I was a kid and what it was like and write about my grandmother a little bit and family things, and because he knew how much she meant to me and how much a part of my life she was. Rosie is also a very important part of my life. We were, you know, being kids in a musical family, you know, even though we went with them a lot, we also were home a lot. And we, you know, tended, I was a little mama. I kind of took care of Rosie, and she was always my baby, not my mama's. In my grandma's house, her children would sing. Guitars at twain and laughter would ring. I was little, but I was the biggest kid. I wanted to do what the
eventually rebelled against your family, didn't you? Didn't you run away at the age of 15?
No, I didn't run away. I just, you know, you're either dumb or you're pregnant when you get married at 15, and I was both. So, yeah, I got married at a real early age, and I wouldn't change a thing. I wouldn't change that at all because I have a beautiful daughter who's 18 now, and you know, I lived my life real fast. I was always in a real hurry to get everywhere, and that, you know, I had two kids before I was 20, and those are my two children. And I seemed to spend my youth in my 20s, as in like having a teenagehood time. But I didn't really particularly rebel. I just was anxious to get on with my life.
How did your life change when I think you were 12 when your mother married Johnny Cash?
It was pretty different. We grew up I actually live in the house that I grew up in until I was 12. I've moved back to that house. But we, you know, we mowed our yard, we mowed our fields, we took care of all the grounds, so to speak, and we always had a lot of work to do on. We had a little farm, and when Mom married John, we basically just packed our suitcases with our clothes in it and left everything at our home, and it was like, whoa, you know. Culture shock, because suddenly, you know, that was at the height of his career. Suddenly we were in limos all the time and, you know, traveling first class in airlines. And it was real different. And but that's something else I wouldn't have changed for the world, because I got to see a lot of different places. I got to meet a lot of different people that I never would have met had she not met him. Plus, he's a great guy and he was a really good daddy to us.
So what direction do you see your music heading in now, more toward rock or more toward country?
Oh, I'm country. Definitely country. I'm really excited about starting the next record. We're going to start in January. I know that might sound fast to a lot of people, but it does take a while to make them. And, you know, I'd like to have another record out same time as I had one, you know, like another year down the road. But I don't think I'll ever be considered a rock artist. I have no desire to be. And my songs come from a place that country music is at. And country is a great place to be because it's a format that you can say anything you want to. You can write songs about anything you want to. There really are no rules. And a lot, you know, there was a lot of years there that I thought there was more rules to country than there are. So I'm happy being country.
Does your mother feel like you've come back to the fold?
Oh, yes. And she will say, she's come back to the fold. Having interviewed her, I'm sure you recognize that tone of voice. No, she's great. I think she's real proud of me. I think she is.
Well, I want to thank you so much for talking with us.
Okay, thank you, Terry.